Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rick Smith being back on the show. Rick's a longtime Brain Trust member. He's the co-author of The Five Patterns of Extraordinary Careers. He's the author of the outstanding book, The Leap. It's all about career, your career. And he's a serial entrepreneur. He's got a new venture that I wanted him to tell you about, not just because it's his new venture, but because of what kind of a venture it is. What they're doing is very unique, I think, and interesting, and in my opinion, probably is paying a big compliment to Main Street. Rick Smith, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back. Rick, tell the audience, now you got a new company called Bionic.
Yes.
And tell the audience what the essence of your mission is.
Yeah, so we basically help large companies launch new growth businesses. So in my previous company, I managed a private peer group of about 125 of the Fortune 500 CEOs.
Right.
And would spend a lot of time asking them, what's your biggest issue? And clearly, it focused in on, we've got to keep growing at certain rates. There's increasing pressure on our core business, so we've got to fill in that gap by commercializing new innovations. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, they recognized, we're just not very good at that. So the company is focused on helping them do that in an effective way.
Well, now you came to the part that I was just talking about, which is homage to Main Street. What it sounds to me like you're saying is big companies who are getting to the point where, and I can say this with experience, because as you know, Rick, I mean, I've worked with big companies and have for decades as my customers, and I've been in the bowels of the biggest in the world, and what I've seen is what I've said before is amazes me that they don't collapse under their own weight, and how do they innovate? How do they do new things? Get the new things done? And I've said for a long time, they could learn a lot from Main Street, from small businesses, and it sounds like you're tapping into that.
Absolutely. In fact,
the thing that you know how to do, the entrepreneurial angle, adding the entrepreneurial angle to big business.
Exactly. You know, if you look at Silicon Valley, there's been a real revolution over the last 10 years in terms of the process by which you explore new ideas and find the market and build a new business. And those ideas have become sort of very technical and proven. And the movement now is, how do you move those? How do you do entrepreneurship at scale? How do you take some of those basic concepts that small businesses have to figure out to survive and apply them to, you know, these phenomenal brands and intellectual property and distribution channels and money that these large companies have?
But first, Rick, it sounds like what you're doing is scaling down. Right?
How do you mean?
Well, you're carving off a piece of a big company. You're cutting a limb off of a fruit tree, and you're grafting it onto a sapling somewhere, and so you're scaling. That's what I mean by scaling down.
Yeah, exactly. I think, and this is what you're touching on as well, that, you know, you look at with these large companies, in order to operate safely with shareholders, you have these massive volumes of procedures and rules, and mainly to protect you from doing something stupid.
That's what I mean by implode.
Yeah, exactly. But you try to launch a new business around that, you can't set up a website, you can't go talk to a customer, you can't put a trial prototype out without going through months and months of procedure. And the small business angle is much more just, how do you get in front of customers? How do you continue to iterate until you find the fit in the market that's going to take off?
See, I think you're onto something, and here's why. In my opinion, it's the only way these behemoths can survive and sustain themselves. Because I mean, look at how many companies that a lot of people think should be broken up right now. Right?
Yeah. No, exactly.
I mean, look at AT&T. Look at AT&T. They broke it up back 30 years ago, and then the pieces grew, and then they broke up. Right? I mean, I think you're onto something, Rick.
Well, if you look at, you know, just the Six Sigma movement, you know, where you're trying to streamline process so there's absolutely no variation, you basically pull the innovation completely out of the company.
Right. That's exactly right. Okay. So give us the website.
The website is at bionicsolution.com.
Bionicsolution.com. The book. Rick, this is a new one, right? The Leap. That's the new one.
Yeah, The Leap actually came out a couple years ago, but it's still selling.
But that's your new one, though, right?
Exactly.
Rick Smith and I will be right back. 2010. More of this. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.